Joining me now from Odessa, Texas, via FaceTime is Jake Bleiberg, criminal justice and law enforcement reporter for the Associated Press. Thanks for being with us. Is the picture any clearer this afternoon? Has there been any indication of what motivated this person to do this?
So what law enforcement is saying at this point is they really don't know why this happened. It's being actively investigated, but we have no clues at this point as to motive.
Now, you're joining us from a college campus that was on lockdown yesterday. How are people there reacting to this?
You know, it's really the campus itself is almost fully, at least the part that the smaller part that I'm in, is really fully taken over by law enforcement. There are, FBI and Texas Ranger trucks filling the parking lot. And it, you know, this whole community is still in the midst of responding to this. There are cars still in the street with bullet holes in their doors, and you know, it's much of the space in Odessa is being processed as an active crime scene.
This happened yesterday, and this was the same month of the El Paso shooting, and this is also the same time now on September 1, a new law goes into effect regarding guns in Texas. What is it?
Yeah, there are several new laws that have come into effect here, and really what to put them together, what they do broadly is to allow people to carry guns in more spaces. It makes it easier to carry a firearm in a church or a synagogue. It makes it easier for people who might rent their homes to carry a firearm in their rented space. The landlords can't prohibit that. And you know, these laws were celebrated by the NRA and its affiliate here in Texas as a great success.
Jake, how's this community mourning this?
So there's a vigil scheduled for tonight that I think is going to be the first official step in the mourning process. But from the people I've spoken to, I think they're still struggling to process what happened. I don't know that it's entirely real for people yet. I interviewed a doctor earlier today who treated someone who was shot yesterday, and he used repeatedly the word surreal to describe the experience. I almost think that the community is still in shock.
And what has the kind of official response been from the governor or the local authorities and officials on this tragedy?
So we heard from the governor, and he said that there needs to be action. He said that words are not enough, but there weren't a lot of details on just what that action will be. Likewise, the special agent in charge of the FBI for the El Paso district, which covers, of course, El Paso, and then also where I am here in Odessa, that this is becoming routine for the FBI. He said there's throughout the country a mass shooting of some kind at least every 2 weeks, and that they're anticipating the next one. They're not stopping here.
Wow, that's unfortunate. Jake Bleiberg, Associated Press criminal justice and law enforcement reporter, joining us from Odessa, Texas tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.